The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon and today I'm chatting to Jed Parsons, who is making his way down to the top of the South, which is very, very exciting. He is here for Saturday, August the 2nd, which is very soon, and he has two gigs. We're going to talk about his first gig and then we're going to transition into gig number two. So Jed, first of all, how are you doing today?
I'm very, very well, thank you. It's a privilege to be on your show.
Oh, it's great to have you. And can you tell us a bit about the gig, Jed Parsons, that you're bringing to Room 25 for us on Saturday?
Yeah, so I'm a singer-songwriter based in Christchurch, and I've played in Nelson a few times. It's funny, I've played a lot of my solo stuff up there. I've been at Room 25 before, but I've also played a number of times with my cousin Mel Parsons. I played drums in her band. Nelson is, I wouldn't quite call it a second home, but I visited a lot of times. I was there for the fundraiser for the, the boathouse, the rebuild of the boathouse a number of years ago that was hit in the storms. And so it's sort of fitting that I should come back and hopefully bring a little bit of lightheartedness to you folks that have been doing it pretty hard in Nelson too. There's sort of a trend of me coming up and doing gigs related to natural disaster, so here I am.
You're like the calm after the storm.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I might rack people up even more, who knows. So just coming with my acoustic guitar, it's going to be a pretty intimate, cozy evening. My songs are pretty silly at times and pretty earnest at other times,
and such a perfect gig for that sort of music that you'll be bringing to us. Can you tell us a bit about what have you been working on lately?
It's been an interesting time. I've got two albums that I've released a number of years ago, but I've got two very young kids which have been occupying my time a lot in the last few years. But yeah, just starting to get back into the swing of writing some songs and starting to figure out how to put my journey as a father into words that aren't entirely cringy and, you know, somewhat palatable for songs. So yeah, I'm writing away, and there's a third album that's in the works now. So I'm sort of road testing a whole bunch of new material.
That's very cool. So you're here Saturday, 2nd of August at Room 25. Doors open at 7:30, and tickets are available through undertheradar.co.nz. But you've got another gig, same day, same venue. Can you tell us about who is Jeff Parsnips, Jed?
Yes, Jeff Parsnips is my very secret alter ego. I'm sure no one's put that together yet. I started writing kids' music when my kids were born, of course, kind of trying to keep myself sane while changing nappies and things like that, singing little ditties to myself. And then I thought, well, these are just as good as the Wiggle songs. I may as well record them. And then thought, may as well release them. And now I'm saying, oh, well, may as well tour them. So this is part of my album release, my debut album, Silly Songs for Silly Sausages, which came out a couple of weeks ago.
And what's it like singing these songs compared to singing your Jed Parsons?
It's a whole different ballgame. I think, you know, with my Jed Parsons stuff, even though the songs are relatively earnest at times, there's always a lot of silliness and lightheartedness around them. So that part's not too foreign to me, keeping things lighthearted. But yeah, it's interesting working with 4-year-olds versus 40-year-olds. You know, in some ways it's a lot better because you can kind of say, all right, kids, come to the front, throw your hands in the air. And of course they have no idea about social, you know, self-awareness or anything, so they do exactly what you ask them to do until you push them too far and you lose them entirely. You know, now run around and be absolutely crazy maniacs, and then you got to try and figure out how to bring them back again. So it's kind of chaotic, but it's a lot of fun, and it's sort of because I love having fun with my own kids. It's kind of just an extension of that, I guess. Comes pretty naturally, I think.
I think it's going to be great. I'm actually coming along with my daughter, and because she loves music. So that's why I was so stoked to see that you're doing something for the adults, but something for the kids as well, because I feel like they do miss out a bit. Like, we're lucky here. We do get some gigs coming through town, but not often for that audience. So thank you for bringing this for our younger generation.
Yeah, no worries. It's the privilege is mine. And I don't know if your listeners are particularly interested in this, but just from a logistical point of view as well, it makes so much sense because we, as touring artists, we roll into towns and sound check in the afternoon and then shag about for the whole day and wait until 8 or 9 p.m. until we actually do the job. So yeah, it makes so much sense to roll into town, set up, and then invite the community of all different ages to come along and enjoy a bit of music too, and hopefully get them inspired, or at least just having fun, having a laugh,
having a bit of a dance. And on a Saturday afternoon, so that is 2 p.m. for that gig at Room 25, Jeff Parsnip's Kids Album Release Tour. And not only can you book a ticket online, you can also get the ticket and the book/CD combo, I've seen, which is awesome. That's, and you've also got a great offer for a 4 ticket, because usually you do, don't you? You come in groups of 4. It's like a pack if you're coming to a kids' gig. Bring in your support, bring your people, bring your kids. And that's all through undertheradar.co.nz. I'll let you back to your day, but thank you so much for catching up with me today, Jed. It's been lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, lovely to chat to you too. And I should also just mention that, I just feel my heart goes out to the people that are struggling through these floods. And I made a decision with Jeff and Sheree at Room 25 to just offer free tickets for anyone who's had a particularly hard time and is struggling to find the motivation to get out and have a couple of hours of, just a moment where they don't have to think about the reality of things that have gone on. So if anyone's really, really struggling, make sure you send me a message on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and we'll sort you out some tickets.
That's so kind of you. Thank you so much for that, Jed. And we'll make sure we get some messaging out around that as well, so people know how to reach out.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.